They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What are the people with state-of-the-art info saying about the fight to quell inflation? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Good morning to you. So, is the Federal Reserve done raising interest rates? The chair of the Boston Fed, President Susan Collins, weighed in on that at a conference over the weekend. She also spoke about the Fed's other job, what it calls maximum employment, and how to get more people into the labor force. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was there and has this report.
There's the unemployment rate, and then there are the people behind the number. Economists at the Boston Fed's Rethinking Full Employment Conference mulled over how to close race-related gaps in the unemployment rate and the outlook for women's employment. Boston Fed President Collins says they looked at
things like the role of childcare influencing parents' participation in the labor force.
Now, the Fed has been raising interest rates to cool the economy and push down inflation. Thing is, that can lead to layoffs. But Collins told me if the Fed can wrestle inflation down to its 2% target, in the long run, we'll have a healthier labor market with more opportunities for marginalized workers.
That's what really provides the context in which we can see that prosperity and help to support different groups.
But Collins says inflation hasn't been vanquished yet. She says the Fed needs to keep interest rates high, quote, for some time, and she didn't take more rate hikes off the table. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Hard data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will average $61.17 this year. That's down 4.5% from last year, but this year's lower average price is still 15% higher than Thanksgiving 2021, which explains a lot about how we appraise today's economy. What Thanksgiving week would be complete without inviting an economist to the table? Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives.
Yeah, that's right. So that is a perfect illustration of why consumers are A, feeling some relief, which is great, but also B, still frustrated because the world they live in is more expensive than it was before the pandemic. We economists cheer that inflation is coming down, but that's just the rate of change, David. That just means things aren't going up as fast. For consumers, things are still pretty expensive, but a little relief on the turkey is probably welcome.
Still stuck on, really? You can get away with a Thanksgiving for 10 for 60 bucks? I mean, all it takes is making the mistake of going to buy some Italian Sottocerno cheese and it'll add 25% to that bill.
You're going to blow the budget there, David. Rein it in. We got to be budget conscious.
Yeah, or add organic to the word turkey or something. And also, I guess the Italian cheese may not be fully in the spirit of American Thanksgiving, but, you know, you want to make a good impression. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, but also teaches econ at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you.
My pleasure.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS marketplace.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. British reporters have uncovered a black market allowing some gig workers to trade accounts so that underage people can work making deliveries. BBC News is focused on a British competitor to Uber Eats, London-based Deliveroo. British authorities are now calling for reform in that country. The BBC's Angus Crawford reports.
Hello, I wanted to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Whatever it took, however it took, he just wanted to earn money and deal and hustle.
That's Patrick and his wife, Preta. They're talking about Preta's son, Leo, who died this year while working underage as a delivery rider for Deliveroo. He started at 15, was dead at 17, killed on a borrowed motorbike.
No one's accountable. Not at all for anything.
They just take the money. It's not right.
The fact is, you have to be 18 to work as a rider for Deliveroo, but no one ever checked.
They just, they don't want the financial cost that goes along with having a payroll department, a personnel department and everything else that goes with it, do they?
So how did Leo get round the rules? The answer is simple. Substitution.
When you work with Deliveroo, you can also appoint a substitute.
Deliveroo lets drivers share their accounts. If you can't do a day, someone else can take your place. But it's up to the original account holder to check their substitute is over 18, has no convictions, and is allowed to work. The company doesn't do the vetting. But that system is open to abuse. It's a busy lunchtime on this high street in West London, a busker serenading the crowds, and there's already a couple of mopeds lined up outside the takeaways here. None of them have got any markings. It's not clear who they're working for. But we found a thriving underground trade on social media. Accounts for all the major delivery apps for sale or rent to anyone who's prepared to pay. Both adults and children. We set up a social media account, pretending to be a 16-year-old schoolboy, and messaged some of the sellers. There were plenty of them. Age doesn't matter, said one. I don't really care, bro. They don't check, said another. And all this because of substitution, which all the big delivery apps allow. It's not just children who can rent these accounts. There's increasing evidence of adults illegally working for delivery firms. Deliveroo told us it takes its responsibilities extremely seriously and demands riders must have the right to work in the UK and says it takes a zero-tolerance approach towards any rider who fails to meet their legal obligations. But that comes as little comfort for Leo's family. I'm the BBC's Angus Crawford for Marketplace.
Now, last fall, a Northern California-based delivery startup called Locale was fined $140,000 by the feds for allowing minors to do deliveries. In the U.S., the issue that's gotten more attention are big delivery companies cracking down on underage college kids trying to order booze deliveries by app. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.